from LPM,
Louisville Public Media.
Support for LPM podcasts comes from the Eye Care Institute and Butchertown Clinical Trials, where they strive for diversity, equity, and inclusion within their staff, patients, and clinical trial participants. To learn more, visit butchertown.clinic.
Welcome to Kentucky Politics Distilled. I'm Jonice Franklin with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Ryland Barton. Ryland, the legislature finally passed a state budget this week. It's only a one-year budget because of the state's uncertain economic future during the coronavirus pandemic. What does the budget do?
In many ways, the budget is a continuation budget. It keeps state spending, for the most part, at the levels they were at for the last 2 years. So all of those promises of raises for teachers or state workers or putting more funding into education or hiring more social workers, those are all out the window.
So how is the pandemic going to affect the budget?
No one really knows for sure, except that it's going to hurt state coffers a lot. The vast majority of money Kentucky makes is from sales and income taxes. That's actually more than 75% of all state revenues. And as people get laid off and stop buying things during the pandemic, the state isn't going to bring in as much money. Senate President Robert Stivers said he almost voted against the budget because he thought it was too unrealistic.
If you think what we have budgeted to, about $11.6 billion, our current year revenues will probably be lucky to hit $11.4 billion. That means $200 million already that this budget is short.
So because all of that uncertainty, the legislature will be back next year to pass another budget. And depending on how bad the economy is hit and how much assistance the state gets from the federal government, that could be a budget with a lot of cuts.
Okay, legislators were meeting in the middle of this pandemic, and this week a legislative staffer was diagnosed with coronavirus. How did they respond?
Well, I think that was really the moment a lot of lawmakers started to take coronavirus seriously. Flashback to a couple of weeks ago, we had lawmakers applauding Representative Jim Gooch's speech calling the response to the epidemic mass hysteria. When the legislature reconvened on Thursday, the House adopted rules so lawmakers could vote from their offices or the parking lot. Senate Transportation Chair Ernie Harris presided over his committee with a medical mask on. That staffer, by the way, is reportedly doing fine. They had been working remotely since March 16th, and there's a low risk that they had exposed any other employees.
Okay, the legislature's not done, though, right? What do they have left this year?
So they'll be back on April 14th and 15th to consider overriding any vetoes issued by Governor Beshear and to pass any other bills. So all those bills we've been talking about, from restricting the governor's powers to anti-abortion bills to medical marijuana, those could be back on the table. But then again, this pandemic could be in a totally different gear by that time. We're just going to have to wait and see.
Also this week, President Donald Trump nominated a Kentuckian to the powerful D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. It's kind of another feather in the cap for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who has pushed hard to appoint conservative judges to the federal courts. Who is this guy? He's only 37, right?
Yes. Justin Walker, he's a U of L law professor who Trump appointed to a federal court in Western Kentucky just 5 months ago. And when he was nominated to that position, the American Bar Association said he wasn't qualified for it because he didn't have enough courtroom experience. Now he's been nominated to what is essentially the country's second most influential court. Walker clerked for now Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh when he was on D.C. Circuit. And he says he first met McConnell when he interviewed him for his high school newspaper.
Okay, we're going to leave it there. We've been speaking with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Ryland Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Kentucky Politics Distilled is produced by Louisville Public Media. To support this work, visit wfpl.org/supportkpd. That's wfpl.org/supportkpd. Follow us on your podcast app to stay on top of the latest news from Frankfort. You can read more of our statewide coverage at wfpl.org.